This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that augmenting the healthcare infrastructure is the government's priority as the nation's progress accelerates when its citizens are healthier. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. Mr. Modi emphasized that to overcome the despair of the poor, the government introduced the Ayushman Bharat Yojana, where it is bearing the cost of hospitalization of the poor up to 5 lakh rupees. Expressing satisfaction on the expansion of the scheme, Mr. Modi said that every elderly person was looking forward to it, as those above 70 years of age in the country will get free treatment in the hospital by an Ayushman Vayavandana card. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. He said the country is marching towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi asserted the government is committed to providing maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth. The filing of nomination papers for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand ended this evening. Scrutiny of nominations in the two states will be taken up tomorrow. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is 4th of November. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in two phases. Polling for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on the 13th of next month. Voting for by-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on 20th November. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand along with by-polls in different states will be held on the 23rd of November. The Election Commission has rejected allegations levelled by Congress in connection with irregularities in the Haryana Assembly polls, terming them baseless. In a letter to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, the Commission cautioned the party and other political parties against unfounded and sensational complaints at sensitive junctures like polling and counting days. The poll body highlighted that such irresponsible allegations can lead to public unrest, turbulence and chaos. It further called upon Congress to refrain from making baseless allegations after elections. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi. The event was organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was born on the 31st of October 1875. The Union Home Minister said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has worked to keep the memory of Sardar Patel alive by installing the world's tallest statue in Gujarat. Oil marketing companies, OMCs, have announced increase in dealer commission payable to petrol pump dealers and the decision to undertake intrastate freight rationalization to benefit consumers located at remote locations far from petrol and diesel depots of OMCs. This will result in a decrease in petrol and diesel prices in several parts of the country. The festival of Dhanteras is being celebrated with great enthusiasm across the country today. This festival marks the beginning of a series of celebrations leading to the festival of Diwali. The Deepotsav celebrations in the city of Lord Ram Ayodhya is expected to be much more grand, with the Uttar Pradesh government aiming to create a new world record this Diwali by lighting 28 lakh earthen lamps or diyas along the banks of Saryu River. Preparations are in full swing for the grand Deepotsav celebrations tomorrow evening in Ayodhya. The whole city is being decorated for the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.